Savvy. To receive service in English, please press 1 now. If you are an existing TechSavvy customer, please press 1 now. If you are not currently a customer and you are looking to subscribe to our services, please press 2 now. Please select one of the following options. To subscribe to an internet service, please press 1. To subscribe to a phone, your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hi, Ashley. I was talking with someone earlier about setting up an account, and I have the kind I want, and they said I just needed to call and get a date for the transfer, I guess.
Have you canceled with Rogers?
Shaw, yeah. I'm setting up for September 14th. They told me it had to be a month away. I don't know if that's true, but...
Okay, can I just have your postal code?
Yeah, it's V3B7S6, S as in Sam.
Okay, perfect. If you can just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're on BC then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to see if the cable internet is available.
I hope so. It was a few minutes ago.
I just got to verify just to make sure.
Yeah, that's fine. And I was wanting the Extreme Cable 25 Unlimited.
Okay, so it is available. So we're just
going
to go ahead and start this process here for you.
Right.
And you can just bear with me.
Mm-hmm. They seem to not know that the Shaw people, that TechSavvy existed. I don't know if that's... how big is it in Ontario? It's new out here.
Some people know about it, some don't. We are getting out there eventually. People are starting to know more about us now.
You don't have a lot of advertising on television to announce your existence,
no,
do you?
No. We just have billboards.
Yeah.
Do you have a modem currently, or were you looking
for it? I do, but I think it's and apparently they say I own it, but I think it's not good enough. It's the, I'll just get the model number here. It's the SB5101.
Okay.
And I think I need...
You own that modem?
Yeah, they said I did, so...
Do you have your modem currently with you?
I'm looking at it, but yeah.
Can I have the MAC ID?
Where's that?
It would be on the bottom of the modem.
Okay, sure. MAC ID. Oh, there it is. HFC MAC ID?
Yep.
Is that right? Or USB MAC ID?
It would be the first one.
Okay. It's 00.
And the serial number, please, the customer serial number.
Serial number. Is that the S/N? Okay, 07, M as in mother, S as in Sam.
Actually, is there another serial number? It would be a serial number.
Oh, yes, there's another one longer underneath.
Yep.
It's...
Okay, and there's also an activation fee of $79.
Right, yeah.
Just so you're aware.
Will this one work, though, with my, with the plan I'm going for?
Okay,
I think I might need to,
Yeah, actually, I just realized that now, that you're going to need a faster modem for it.
Yeah, when I was talking to them, because I've got a 5, something, 102 or
something
like that.
Yeah, you have the DOCSIS 2. You would need a DOCSIS 3.
Right.
Just so you're getting that speeds.
Right, exactly. They were telling me my plan that I had, or have, I guess, is supposed to give me 10 megabytes uploads per second, but when I go on speed test, it's giving me like 14, which mm-hmm. is more than it says, but I don't know.
What you could do is purchase our $99 modem. It's a Thomson EPM-475, or you can purchase one in your area.
Yeah, I think I'd go for the Thomson. It says you don't carry the Motorola one?
Unfortunately not.
I have no idea what the difference is between them other than brand, so I guess I'll get the
Thomson is very popular.
Okay.
I do like that modem.
All right, let's go for that.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to start this order form here for you, if you can
mm-hmm.
bear with me. Perfect. And there's also $10 shipping, just so you're aware.
I heard, yeah.
Oh. And you said your cancellation with Shaw is a 14?
Yeah, that's what they told me it had to be. It couldn't be more than, you know,
okay,
a period
so
of time.
Okay, so unfortunately, the earliest we can place that for is a 13th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So I won't have internet unless I get the modem in immediately, right?
So the earliest we can do the transfer is for the 13th.
Oh. Is that good?
So it would not be on the same day.
It would be the day before?
What you could do is call Sean, see if you can cancel with them the 13th of September. That way you can for sure get that spot.
Well, they said the 14th is when it would have to be because they said it has to be 30 days.
Yeah.
I don't know. That means.
Yeah, it could be booked for the 14th, or it's not letting me select that date.
Well, let's see what day of the week it is. Maybe it's a weird day of the week.
So the 14th
is a Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What exactly do you guys need to do? Do you have to come in?
No, a technician would not have to come in. You would just swap the modems the same day Shaw is over with.
Right.
And then you would get the service with us the same day.
You're saying that when would I get the modem?
3 to 5 business days before you become activated.
Uh-huh. So
now I'm just going to see what's going on here or why we cannot select that date. Do you mind holding?
No, I can hold.
All right, thank you for holding, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience.
No problem.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're just going to select the 13th, and I'm going to leave in the comments that it's for the 14th, and now we should be able to get the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, can I have the
Did
first
you find
name?
Out what the problem was?
It's because it just wouldn't let me select it, even though we are able to do it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and the name on the account?
It's going to be my name, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Last name, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S.
Okay, so the first name is Jack, Echo, Sam, Echo?
Jesse, like as in J-E-S-S-E.
Yep, so Jack, Echo, Sam, Echo.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought you were saying Jack. No, my name's not Jack. Jack, Echo,
Jack.
Sam, Echo. You got it.
Okay, and the last name is Watermelon, India, Lemon, Lemon, India, Sam.
Watermelon, India, Lemon, Lemon, India, Sam. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Watermelon.
It just helps that way.
Yeah. Well.
And your date of birth?
July 15th, 1972.
Okay, so we need a preferred contact number to get a hold of you for the technician, either a mobile or a phone number, and what's the best contact number?
Yeah, my only phone number is 604.
Is that a mobile?
Yeah.
Okay.
604.
Okay, perfect. So it's 604.
Right.
And do you currently have cable TV?
No, I don't.
Okay, and how'd you hear about us?
On a podcast, actually, called Search Engine, podcast that was recently canceled, or not canceled, stopped, but very good podcast.
And the shipping and the billing, is that going to be the same?
Yes.
Okay, is that a house or an apartment?
Apartment.
An apartment number?
It's unit number 102, 2978, Burlington. And that's Coquitlam. Postal code.
It's 2978 Burlington Drive. 102 is the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so your total today is going to be $238.50. That's a cable of 25 unlimited of $44.95, the startup fee of $79, the mono of $99, the discount of $20, the hardware shipping of $10, and the tax of $25.55.
I'm going to get that figure again for me just because I don't have a piece of paper handy. All right. Can I get it again?
Yep. So it's $238.50.
$238.50.
Your total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how do you plan on paying today?
I have only one credit card, and I don't use it very much. Can I do, like, a bank payment? Is there?
Yep. You can do online banking.
Okay. Let me do that. Okay.
We would just need an email address that your invoices go regularly to, and what's the best email that you check regularly?
JesseWillis
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, you will receive your invoices regularly through that. Just
All
so
right.
You're
yep.
Okay.
Can we set it up to automatically do it, or is it that just something I do through my bank?
So what would happen, you would go online, add us as a payee, Tech Savvy Solutions, Inc. You will get an account number, you'll pay that way through,
uh-huh.
and then you'll get a confirmation from the bank. You'll call us, and we'll note to accounting that the payment has been made. We
All
would
right.
just need your confirmation number.
Okay, well, I'll be doing that as soon as I get that email. The other issue, you know, when they were trying to keep me at Shaw, they were saying I was getting a great deal because I use a lot more bandwidth than my plan allows for. And they seemed to think it was impossible that you were offering unlimited, but that's not impossible, is it?
No. Unlimited, you can do as much bandwidth usage as you want.
All right. Because, yeah, my plan was so old, it was like from at least 15 years ago or so. I guess that, you know, it was on that whatever plan it is. And so all the modern ones, I guess, have caps through Shaw. They have, you know, maximum 50 or I don't know what it is, they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you'll get unlimited.
Yeah, unlimited is unlimited. And that's all I want. I never kept track of it before, but they were telling me I was doing 550 gigabytes a month, which is a lot, I guess, compared to what Shaw is offering.
Mm-hmm.
But I see one there, they've got 250 for a terabyte a month, and that's $110. So I think I'd be crazy to stay with Shaw if they are forcing me onto a new plan.
Okay, so I'm just going to read over all the information to make sure I have it correct here, the terms and conditions, and then we're all set for today.
Sure.
Okay, so the activation day is going to take place on September 14th when you are canceling with Shaw. Will be the same day you switch to us.
Uh-huh.
Once again, your total is $238.50. Reoccurrence is going to be $50.34 plus your tax. Sorry, including taxes. That's your total. Now the free
Oh, that's including tax. Okay.
Yes. So it's going to be $50.34.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be saving money because they're charging me $58.24 right now. It's going to go up to almost more than $60 per month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first name on the account is J for Jack, E for Echo, S for Sam, E for Echo. The last name is Watermelon India, Lemon Lemon India Sam.
You got it.
Now is your first and your last name at yahoo.com. You're at Unit 102, 2978 Burlington Drive. Your postal code is Victor3Bob7Sam6.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number you provided to contact you by is 604.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So now I'm just going to read you the terms and conditions. If you can
sure.
bear with me, it is quite long here.
Okay.
And feel free to interrupt me at any time.
All right.
Okay. So all services are prepaid with the exception of pay-per-use long distance and are charged immediately. Identified as CSI Internet on the credit card and make statements. For all new registrations, the first month charge and reactivation fees are non-refundable. A refund will only be given to accounts that cannot receive service. Delays in activation due to improper information provided by the customer, home wiring, central office, or telephone line problems, or anything of the like do not qualify as non-serviceable events. Tech savvy must be allotted the opportunity to complete a troubleshoot before refunding credit will be issued. Tech savvy or image agents or third-party providers only sponsoring provide service locations demarcation point. Under no circumstance or condition are any above responsible for any unsaid wiring, internal repairs, or equipment. Tech savvy or image agents or third-party providers cannot be held accountable or responsible under any circumstance or condition for any cancellation fees or costs incurred by you from previous service providers. A $5 2% charge, whichever is greater, will be applied against linked accounts. Please ensure that the email provided is valid and regularly checked, as all notifications will be sent via email. If you cancel your cable internet order prior to activation date with a less than 2 business days notice, your activation fee is non-refundable. Please note that taxes are extra. Tech Savvy offers and rates are subject to change. Tech Savvy offers only available locations are accessible by suitable facilities and technologies, and that should be underlying required services provided by other providers of telecommunication services where applicable. Okay, now I just got a few questions you have to simply answer yes or no to.
Sure.
Okay, so do you understand and agree Tech Savvy terms and conditions of service apply to all service and equipment purchased from us, and that your purchase and use of equipment services constitute a agreement with Tech Savvy terms and conditions of service, which will be delivered to you in an email?
Yes, I do. One question about the near the beginning of the terms and service, there was something about, I think, phone. I'm not getting the phone plan, so I don't have to worry about that. I'm just getting the regular internet, right?
Yeah, cable internet.
Right. Okay, good.
Okay. So do you understand and agree
with
the first month of service, activation fees, equipment purchases, and all applicable taxes will be charged as soon as you confirm? And last but not least, do you acknowledge that you have understood and agree with everything I have explained to you during this call?
I do, and yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and place the order and get your confirmation number. If you want to write this down, it just takes one moment to load.
Sure.
It. Okay, great. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so it's... Now, you will receive an email confirmation of this order in the next 48 hours through your email. If you do not, please give us a call back and we'll look into it. And I'd like to thank you
I
for
just got it.
Tech Savvy. Perfect. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
If you stay on the line and I make the payment, give you the verification number, can we wrap it all up?
Sure. You mean the confirmation from your bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll take me like
do that for you.
three minutes maximum.
Yep, sure.
Cool. All right.
It does take
all?
A moment for your account to be created.
Oh, okay. Well,
bear with me here.
Let me just look at the email here. Where did it go? There it is. Okay, so to make an online telephone banking payment, add TechSavvy Solutions as a new payee. All right, TechSavvy Solutions, mm-hmm. Inc.
Now, I will give your account number if you do not have it.
Oh, I just have to put it, 1 second, I got to put in my banking card number.
Okay.
All right, and I'm making a new pay. Make a trip. Rename account. No. Okay, go into banking. There we go. Yeah. Pay bills. All right. Oh, customized payee list. I guess that's where I would get a new one, huh? No. How do I make a new payee? Oh, add payee. There it is. Okay. All right. Payee name, and then cable. I guess you go under cable, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then... I'll go back to the email, add my account number. It starts with a C.
Yep, C-R-I-D.
Right. And there's the space in there. All right, save. Oh.
So it would be all one word, like C-I-D, blank, 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 your number.
Oh, it's giving me an option to, it was giving me the option but to search for it, but it doesn't have TechSavvy on there. It has Shaw Cable, Rogers Cable, Novus, but it doesn't say
text.
Yeah,
it would be Shaw Cable.
It would be Shaw Cable?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep, we do run through the Shaw lines.
All right, okay. Okay, so... Oh, no. Let's see. I'd pay... Let's see if I can do this again. Okay, I'll just type in. Poop. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about this. I'm
no problem.
Usually much faster. All right, search. All right, and select the payee that you would like to add. Did. Add selected payee. All right, and payee account, is that what I put in the number?
Yep, it would be our CID.
Right, okay. What's CID stand for, by the way? Do you know?
CID would just be your customer number.
Oh, customer ID number. Duh. Okay.
Yep.
And I don't need a description, I don't think. You've entered an invalid payee account number. Please try that again, ensuring that any spaces, dashes, or special characters are not entered. So I will take away the... Oh, maybe I should just have the number and not the CID in that field. What do you think?
Yeah, you could try that also.
All right. All right, so payee account. And finish. And then pay this payee. Right? All right. Total amount, $238.50. And one time from this account. Next. Complete this transaction by verifying these details. All right, I have a confirmation number.
Okay, and the confirmation number?
Is...
And what was the amount again?
$238.50.
Okay, perfect. So I have noted to accounting the payment has been made. Is there anything else I can help you with today, sir?
I don't think so. So I'm going to get the cable modem in the mail.
Yeah, 5 business days you will receive that at your local post office. You'll get a slip and you'll have to pick it up at your local post office.
Right. And then when I do get it, on the 14th, my internet will stop working from Shaw. And,
yep, and then you'll just swamp the modems from theirs to ours.
Okay. And
no
everything
would have to come.
Everything will just work from then?
Yep.
Great.
Okay,
thank you
just
very
to verify
much.
That confirmation is...
Jack?
Yeah.
Sorry. Is that... Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
Good.
Okay, is there anything else at all I can help you with today, sir?
I think you've helped me quite a lot. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You have a great rest of the day, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.